A murder suspect is questioned by police and let go before another agency makes the arrest.
Coleraine police make difficult cuts after levee failures.
And allergy season is in full swing, as you could kind of tell by my voice there. The tips to relieve the symptoms.
5 on 5 and 5. We are halfway through the week. It is Wednesday, April 17th, and it has been a busy morning here at WLWT. Kelly, Megan, and Steven here with you. We're all trying to stay dry.
Dry and optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, this morning, rush of rain going through the area. We're waiting to see if that's going to happen again.
Right. So potentially two rounds today. And this has been a pattern we've seen a couple of times already this spring. So the one we're in now will last until about 9 o'clock this morning, and then we get a break. The additional storms are possible. It's been narrowed down to between 2 and 5, but it's a little iffy because they could get going a little stronger with hail and winds, but we got to see how it all plays out. If the gloomy skies and the showers linger, that could end up being nothing, which sort of, again, follows that same pattern of we want it to be gloomy and rainy, even though we don't want it to be gloomy and rainy. Also, it looks like more so that's focused maybe a little north of our area. So Dayton, Columbus, they could get hit instead. But tomorrow looks dry. Thursday, late night, Friday morning is another round of storms. That's the one that brings the cold front in, and things get a little cooler in the 50s and 60s, but still not too bad. So today, a high of 77, no 80s for us today. But I don't think we can complain too much in early April.
All right, let's jump right into our headlines. First up, a story that we've been following quite a bit, UC student murder a couple of weeks back, but we're talking specifically about the suspect.
Right, so the parents of a 21-year-old UC student killed in Mount Auburn came face-to-face with the teenager accused of shooting and killing their son. Now we know Covington police questioned the teenage suspect in a separate investigation the same day of his arrest and let him go despite there being an active murder warrant out on him. Officers say they were questioning the 17-year-old after his girlfriend's mother reported her gun was missing. She told police the teen had taken it, and then Covington police stopped him, but say without probable cause to detain him, they let him go. But a little while later, Kenton County Dispatch alerted officers.
But he is wanted for murder.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, It says wanted, juvenile, delinquent, caution, armed and dangerous.
Now, in a statement to the city of Covington, it says, quote, officers didn't have probable cause to detain him. He did nothing to raise suspicion, and he left. When asked why a background check was not run on at the time that officers were questioning him, the city of Covington said, quote, it is not the policy of, nor is it practical for officers to run background checks on every single person they come into contact with. Cincinnati police located and arrested that team sometime after that dispatch, and the teenager's attorney requested his client be released, but the judge denied that request. The 17-year-old's next hearing is set for next month.
Next up, we're going a little bit further away down to Pendleton, Kentucky for a really, truly awful case. Very disturbing what you're about to hear. Three people have been arrested, all connected to the death of a baby in Falmouth. Investigators say the mother of the baby that died, Kimberly Shepherd, had an incestual relationship with her uncle, Alan Newkirk, and that her grandfather, Billy Shepherd, helped to cover up the baby's death. The baby was found inside an empty home in May of last year. After having the baby, Shepherd called her grandfather, who took her to the hospital, but they left the baby behind. Shepherd told doctors she had a miscarriage, but they got suspicious, called police, and they found the baby. Shepherd and her grandfather have bonded out of jail already. Newkirk, the uncle, is still being held on a $20,000 bond. Next up, we're going up to Coleraine, where they're having some money troubles and it's impacting the police department.
Right. So safety, a growing concern there after the police say they have to make cuts and they won't be able to answer every call. Coleraine Township Police tried to pass a levy back in November. That failed. They tried again in March. That also failed. So Police Chief Ed Cordy says the decision was made and there is nothing he can do at this point.
We're just going to get back to a model where we might have to stack calls, meaning that we might say, OK, I'll go to that after I go to this. And we're just going to have to, on the fly and case by case, direct how we're going to respond. There's some calls we're not going to be able to go to. Some things we'll have to just log out and frankly, just can't handle.
The failed levy means the department also under a hiring freeze, so they will not be able to fill those positions, even if they drop below the staffing cap.
Our fourth story, let's talk about allergy season, something just about all of us have to deal with in some way, shape, or form. But our Danielle Dindak, she was live this morning. She talked directly to doctors to learn more about allergy season here in the Cincinnati area. Doctors are telling us that the mild winter did not do us all any favors as far as symptoms. Pollen is constantly being released into the air because our warmer seasons are getting longer. Second, we're also having a more humid climate because we are in the Ohio River Valley. Then by virtue of us sitting down in the valley, we're not getting a lot of air current coming through and moving the air, that pollen out, or dispersing it up into the air. So what can you do? Well, immunotherapy is one option.
I think the important thing is that most people think there is no help for allergies. They just have to deal with it. And so people have dealt with it for years and just lived with it for years. But there are medicines that work, and the immunotherapy really does work as well if people want to come in and be tested and see what they're allergic to. And even just knowing what you're allergic to helps you prepare and avoid and those sorts of things.
So if you are an allergy sufferer, you got to take precautions. Shower when you come inside, change clothes, keep your windows shut, don't ride with the car windows down no matter how nice it feels. Air filters inside the house, just some things you can do. Also, take your medicine, Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin, we all have heard of those. Generics work just as fine, so download the Pollenwise app or whatever app that you want to use, and hopefully you can stop suffering.
One thing I did want to mention, because you hear it all the time this year, local honey. It can help. It's not going to make you allergy free, no. But it also has to be local to like where you live. So you can't, I can't go get like Westchester honey and say it's going to work in Northern Kentucky.
I mean, you can try honey, but allergy shots are 5,000 times more potent than honey. I asked the doctor about that.
Because the doctor did ask, she suggested it for my one son. You could add it. It might mitigate things a little bit because his aren't that bad yet. She said it does have to be like more concentrated to the area that you live in than many people think.
Like you have to keep bees in your backyard.
No, thank you.
We know a guy, so he can.
We do know a guy.
But where does he live?
Extra local honey. Where does he live? Kentucky somewhere? I think he lives in Kentucky.
He's not in the city.
He's out some ways, which is why he has a bunch of bees.
So, and good for him. And we can learn all about bees whenever we want because he's happy to talk about them.
Good honey.
He sells it here at work.
He's my dealer.
Got your plug. Our final story before we go way off the rails, per usual. We had our local pro day yesterday here for the Cincinnati Bengals. So we're talking about Lakota West, Tyler Bentley. He went to Pitt. Wyoming's Hassan Black. Boo, Rusty. It's okay.
I just don't like it's Pitt. Okay.
We get it. Penn State grad over there. It's fine. UC's Juwan Briggs. And some country day in Ohio State wide receiver Xavier Johnson. There were just a few of about 15 Cincinnati area Navy natives all doing positional drills for the Bengals scouting staff, owners, coaches, front office staff, all that stuff, getting ready for the draft next Thursday with the Bengals picking 18th in the first round. So very cool that they invite them in just to get that up-close look.
Absolutely.
Right here in town.
In Detroit, so not too far away if anybody is headed that direction.
The draft is in Detroit. Hey, Cincinnati, bid on the draft. Bring it here.
Put some things in place first, which maybe with the convention center construction, this could be.
I put it out in front of the museum center.
Oh, I think that would be. And then you'd have not to worry about traffic as much, too.
And then people would flock to town to hear names called. Nobody hitting each other, just to hear somebody call some names.
And drink.
Fascinating.
And drink. Which is not a problem Ohio has, so.
I'm sure that's a top 10 list we could pull up and prove that. All right, this dreary Wednesday continues on. We're back on a Thursday. That's Megan Kelly, and I'm Steven. This is 5 on 5 and 5. We'll see you tomorrow.